Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We had on Al Schmidt. I didn't ask him about this incident, but we'll follow up and ask him because he said, you know, that Kamala Harris, remember the fraudulent thing that was done, violating the law, breaking into SEPTA bus stops and putting that up in an Eagles uniform? Remember all that? Nobody got prosecuted for that. Well, what about this headline? Bill Lawrence, our guy out in Delaware County, and also from the Delaware County Times, Bill's headline is, Dem thugs raise GOP offices. Delaware County Times, climate protesters terrorize volunteers at three Trump campaign offices. I think these are all out there in Delaware County. No, wait a minute. Media, Philadelphia, and Newtown, says the Delaware County Times. Joining us is a lawyer and Republican municipal leader of Upper Chichester, David Bardhoff, and the chairman of the Republicans in Delco, Frank Agovino. Gentlemen, welcome, and thanks for joining us. Hey, David, Upper Chichester has some sentimental value for me. Back at another radio station, I had a guy trying to bother me that wrote Upper Chichester that I wanted to build a mall out there, and I was getting drawings and all this other environmental impact studies on it. So I have a deep stake in Upper Chichester.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
So, David, you were there. You came into the ruckus. And we'll go to Frank for the big picture. What is it that happened here and where are we now? And I think this is a heck of a story since we're trying to clamp down on any kind of violence or hint of violence around the election. What happened?
So I got to my office. I rent an office in the same building as the county GOP. And I was walking through the main entrance, and two women had come from upstairs, visibly shaking. I believe one was crying, and I heard a bunch of commotion upstairs, and I was trying to figure out what was going on, and they said something about people were in their office upstairs, and I knew they shouldn't have been in there. So I figured, I don't know, is it college kids, is it, what, you know, pranking, whatever. So I walk up the steps, and as soon as I enter the Trump office, I knew there was a very uneasy feeling I got. There was two men holding a banner, and they kept chanting over and over again, Trump lies, people die. Trump lies, people die. And they were very militant. They were unresponsive to me trying to talk to them to figure out what they were doing there. and a very uneasy feeling came over me. At that point, I didn't think I was walking into a prank or something I should be taking lightly.
Yeah.
So I backed up into the hallway. I wanted to make sure they couldn't get out of the office, get downstairs, hurt anybody. And then finally, when there, I kept trying to de-escalate the situation. I just wanted them out of the building. They shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Asked them to leave. They obviously weren't leaving. They had some reason to be there, and they're filming this the whole time.
Oh, that's a tactic,
which really,
David.
Really became very unnerving.
Sure. Now, David, so, can you verify, too? Do you know, Delaware County Journal says Media Philadelphia Newtown. Bill Lawrence says four communities, including Media and Newtown. Was it more than just this one instance?
I don't know. I know. Okay. I was here at county's headquarters when it happened.
Okay. All right. So was a police report, I know you called the cops. Was a police report filed?
A police report was filed. We got the report today. When we had talked to the police, we also let them know that one of the ladies had reported or had, you know, had told me, and we went up to tell the police. One of those people had been in this office before,
right,
looking around through the offices a couple weeks ago.
Wow. So
obviously, this was their second, right, visit to us.
So the police are acting on this then?
I don't believe the police are acting on this.
What?
I saw the police report today. I don't even think they got the people's names. Now,
right,
I could be wrong on that.
Right. Okay.
But I didn't see anything on the police report that had who they were.
Frank, your thoughts on this? I saw some of your comments about exactly what we said. This is going to be volatile through the election and post-election. And we want to, I think this rises to a level rather than just, you know, a scary incident because of the election part of it involved. Once you go there, I think it demands a bigger response because we're trying to set a teachable moment here. This is not going to fly, these types of actions.
No, we certainly agree, Dom, and our council's actually looking at the police report, and we would like to press charges, based upon the police report. Right now, I'm not sure what we can and can't do, so it's something that our council's looking at, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. Because you're right, I mean, we have to let people know this is not something that we're going to tolerate. People are passionate about their candidates, we understand. But there's no place for this. I mean, we're experiencing, all-time highs in volunteerism. You know, we have folks coming through all the time that want to give their time to the cause. And, when you hear about this, and I talked to several people yesterday, that when you hear about it, it keeps them away. And that's, that's what these folks wanted to accomplish yesterday. And, you can't blame people for being fearful. And so many of our volunteers are seniors.
Well, we're going to help with that, Frank, by putting out an all-out effort to get you more volunteers. And I read, I think it was David that said there was security for the building now, right?
Yeah, our door was just a door that just opened and you walked in. We have to spend some money now to make sure that we have cameras. We're going to put a Ring device in. whatever we can do within reason to make the place safer, so people are comfortable when they're there. Because we can't, we can't let them win with an incident like this and scare some of our folks off. Because we've gone through 12,000 plus signs. We've written 3,500 plus postcards. We have a real robust mail and ballot chase program. Phones are going all the time. We don't want to lose that momentum because, our local candidates and obviously, Trump at the top of the ticket, we need these kind of efforts, especially in the stretch drive.
What is what is in Delaware County down ballot to? I mean, we have the McCormick-Casey, which is going to be close. Is there a race out there? I mean, by you guys being good enough to come on that we can clue people in that is close? Is it an assembly race? Is it something like that? We can use this as a silver lining to really push and make sure we win that. What is it?
Sure. I think, you know, all of our I'm expecting all of our local candidates to do well and to certainly outpace what we've seen in the last couple cycles. I think everybody certainly can win. The couple of races, you know, that have been polled look like they're our state Senate race. We have an amazing candidate. His name is Mike Wooden in Senate 9. That's pretty much the western part of our county into Chester County. He's getting a lot of support from the SRCC. So he's got more than a puncher's chance. You know, we're really excited about his race. We have a young lady down in the Ridley Park, Ridley area. Her name is Gabby Mendez, running for the State House. And she worked actually at the Delco GOP for a number of years. She's a very young woman. She's very savvy. She knows about digital media. She knows about how to run a campaign, and she's been doing an amazing job. And of all the maps in Delco, you know, that one is just, you know, its surface is one of the closest ones. So we're
I'm glad you're another race putting them on the radar screen. So the volunteers now, to make sure you have the people you need. I heard some of the stats you just gave us, mail-in, et cetera. So, Frank, where do people go if they want to volunteer?
Well, they can go to our website. They can go to our social media pages, and they can certainly just call us. And, you know, any one of the above helps. Just even if you just Google the Delco GOP, all the numbers will come up. And, you know, we welcome any help that we can get.
Well, please keep us apprised with this because, I don't know, you guys may think it's strange, but Jack Stolzheimer is sort of friendly with the program. And if there's nothing to be done here, I at least want to ask him about it, of why this would not rise. I mean, it seems clearly to me to be trespassing, harassment. If these women were backed in, David, as I saw on one account, into a corner and they wouldn't move and all that, we all know that's illegal right there. So
absolutely.
And I wouldn't fool around. I mean, it's not just the anti-Trump, anti-Republican sentiment. When you have these climate fanatics, if that's their calling card, this is some of the most volatile people out there.
Dom, there was at no point did we realize who these people were there and what they wanted. They only kept saying, you know, people, Trump lies, people die.
Right.
So if that's their chant for climate change, they're really sending the wrong message, because I thought they were there for a much more devious purpose.
Well, who knows? Yeah. But Frank, good to hear from you. Please, David, to both of you, just let our guys know and we'll have you back. And we will try to get more people to continue to volunteer.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Thank you, guys, very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. David Bardoff and Frank Agovino here. If you'd like to volunteer, just Google Delco GOP, Delco GOP. Let me know if you're going there and you're going to do that, so that they can't kind of chill the effort in a county that really matters in the final vote toll for the state. 855-839-1210. I see women coming to the Delaware Valley. Gwen Walls, who is wilder than the husband, if you've seen some of the antics, is coming to Chester County soon. That might demand full coverage. But we don't see Trump doing a town hall in Philadelphia, Dan, here yet. I've been Googling away.
I'm looking.
I know we're looking.
Maybe
we're
got a scoop here. I don't know.
Yeah, that Corey Lewandowski, and they're going to announce it.
I would think that Corey might have just made a mistake, but maybe it's some breaking news here.
Yeah, we'll tell you. All right, but right now, as we do every day, it is time for
Money Melody. Money gone.
That's exactly right. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
It's been such a fast-moving show, Dom. It's almost, I don't remember if this is taken off the board, but one of our side questions, our side question today is, what's a song that doesn't mention its title throughout the entire song?
That's right.
In the lyrics, right?
Yes.
And Bohemian Rhapsody is honestly the number one answer when you look it up or anything.
Right.
And I think I took it off the board, but I don't remember for sure. But I'm taking it off the board now officially, because that's what we're doing for today's Money Melody. We're doing a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, one of the songs that doesn't mention the title at all in its entirety. So, Dom, we want to know who this local Trump hater is that's singing this cover. It's a really good cover, I gotta say, of Bohemian Rhapsody. Take a listen.
Mama, just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Made them suffer all week from bad covers, so why not a good one?
That is a good one. I think I know who it is, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, usually the local thing, too.
And,
this is a big Trump hater, yes. It is with that. And you'll go off to see comedian Brian Regan. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210. You get in. 855-839-1210.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10.
My girls are in their last year of grade school. They're both running for a fifth grade student council, so they had to write a 1 to 2 minute election speech. I had to help them with that last night.
What did they say?
No, you didn't, Nick.
I did. I said we need to make lunch great again.
Oh, boy.
If elected for fifth grade student council, you'll provide a full taco bar. And she looks at me and she goes, well, what if I can't deliver on that? I said, honey, politicians lie all the time. Just get in office, damn it.
You'll figure it out later.
We'll figure it out later, or you just deny it.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief. America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-682-9928. 800-682-9928. 800-682-9928.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Rich. As the only winter is coming, water will freeze and thaw around your property and into your foundation, and that's when the worst damage will happen. I used to worry about water, but then Garden State Earthworks solved my water problem for good. When we had our wet basement, it was caused by excess outside stagnant water. We called Garden State Earthworks. They assessed and drained the water away once and for all. Call the guy I trust, Lou Vargo at Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
In a world filled with financial information, Citizens can help you make sense of it. So whether you're listening to that new financial podcast that's hotter than your morning coffee, flipping through that financial guru's 1,000-page book on simple finances, or getting tips from a coworker that actually sound kind of interesting, you're ready to make the most of it. Make sense of your money with Citizens. Learn more at citizensbank.com/made ready.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel yet? Do it today at 1210 WPHT.
WPHT. It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. Today's cover, because of the side question, that song title that does not appear anywhere in the lyrics is a local and, yes, an extreme Trump hater extraordinaire. I don't know about top 10, who our top 10 would be. Maybe in the top 100. All right, let's hear it again, Dan.
Too late. My time has come.
A little weaker, this verse.
Sent shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody.
I don't think this is an easy song to do.
No, it's tough.
Yeah.
Gotta leave you
a lot in.
Behind and face the truth.
I like the rasp, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem to like the rasp, so you must love DJ's voice, the raspiest you're ever going to get.
Well, I've never heard him sing, but maybe
no,
I would.
No, but just the
probably
sound.
Sounds like Joe Cocker.
Raspy. Yeah. Mark in Philly. All right, Mark, what Trump hater's covering that song?
That would be Pink.
Yes, Doylestown's Pride and Glory. It is Pink.
Hey, Dom.
Yes.
Dom, I got a request. One, like, I just got, like, I want to hear about what you guys, like the radio station, talked about when Donald Trump was in office. Because I started listening to the radio, and I used to listen to music, but then, like, when the whole COVID thing started, that's when I started listening to the radio station. I got hooked to you guys.
Oh, so, well, we talked about, look, when he was in office, sometimes the sometimes the political campaigns are more exciting than the actual governing. When he was in office, Mark, it was wilder than even this campaign in some things, the back and forth
really?
Over it. Anything could happen. Oh, yeah.
I
thought it would be boring.
Oh, No.
There was a lot of, because I remember specifically the media was so hateful that there was such a ability to react. And for a time there, it was almost like our job was written for us because they were saying such hateful crap about Trump that we talk about it. And, it's been going on since Trump was president. And
Glad you're listening, Mark. I'll put you on hold. In fact, that's when I had the Oval Office visit. Dan, that was quite a week. It was the Oval Office visit I was able to talk about. Seeing Trump tell a mutual, Mary Walter, who we both know, she was the one female there, along with four other hosts. It was Mary Walter, me, and three or four others. Mary, come on over and see. He didn't know her name. Come on over and sit in this chair. This is where I put the dictators. I'm thinking the president of the United States. That's where that photo I have with Trump. And I'm looking at the aqueduct on top of his head. And I'm just thinking, I'm with hair. I had to be looking at that.
Yeah.
And that's where he told me, oh, that's right, you're the guy we said we'd play golf at Trump National or whatever. I brought that up. And was another promise. It still hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But you realize you can't play a friendly game with him, Dan. If I top a ball or something like that, that's it. He's going to be on you the whole time.
I vaguely remember you rebooting that challenge at some point and him accepting.
Yeah. Oh, he did right there. Hasn't happened yet. So we'll see. Yeah. All right, so it's 855.
What you got to do is ask Don Jr. to play and just be like, hey, you know, invite your dad. Let's, you know, we got a long-standing bet here.
Rand Paul plays with him. He's the contact I was working to do that.
Gotcha.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Our buddy Robin Schaefer protects our coast. Here, I got it right. We'll be on Monday.
Bravo.
He just gave me what the claim is. His church, and maybe you'll see this in your church, they're actually putting this in the, you know, the material that's passed out in Catholic churches. Now, what I blame for this are the cowardly bishops, archbishops, all these guys. They're either progressive or cowardly, and some of them it's both. Who knows? It's from Nuns on the Bus. Now, we're going to get them back on.
Nuns on the Bus?
I forget the sister's name, that Nuns on the Bus, the radical nuns. We had them on. May have come up, who's going to go to hell first, her or me? I don't know. It was an existential question.
You had an argument with a nun about...
Oh, yes. But what Robin sent us was his church, I believe, in Ocean City. And what the nuns are passing out, the whole pivot on the question of who you might consider to vote for. They say, in the beginning of this, our defense of the innocent unborn, for example, needs to be clear and passionate. Come on, sister, you're not. You allow for abortion.
Was it Simone Campbell?
Yeah, Simone Campbell. Yeah. That's right, Simone, Sister Simone. Equally sacred, however, are the lives of the poor, those already born, the destitute, the abandoned, the underprivileged, the vulnerable, infirm, the elderly exposed to euthanasia, the victims of human trafficking, new forms of slavery, and every form of rejection. All right, here's the thing. No one is talking about killing those people, though, sister. You know what this is? And the churches that are passing this out are despicable. It's trying to say that these things, like illegal immigrants, are on the same level as a baby terminated in the ninth month. Now, you know that's not true. You know that that is just ridiculous, right? But apparently, watch for this in your church. And my claim is the bishops and the others are just not doing their duty, their teaching duty. They ought to be giving the guidelines. And apparently, some of the younger evangelical ministers even are not doing this. They shouldn't tell you who to vote for. But they ought to tell you what are some of the prime issues. And for the Catholic Church, that has been life. If you're on the wrong side of that, not by a hair where there's a difference, Kamala Harris says 15 weeks or 6 weeks, and Trump says this, we know the difference here. You can't line that up with other issues. They just don't line up. The argument is, well, Trump is so bad on these, it doesn't matter if Kamala Harris wants to abort at any time. I don't think that's the teaching of the church. Where are they? Well, Don, they don't want to be political. Well, then they don't live in this world. How can they tell anyone about morality if in the most consequential election, they're not giving people a framework about it? All right, let me go to our buddy Steve Feldman. Side question today. A song where the title, whatever the title of the song is not mentioned for some reason in the lyrics. Dan says it's just artistic, right? That's the reason they do it. I'm not sure of any other reason. You would think it would appear somewhere in there. Maybe deep down, Dan, I don't think it should be allowed. I think there ought to be something. I just kind of don't like this. Why are you putting that title in and it never appears? Who does that? Who makes it up? Is it the musicians? Is it their manager?
Yeah, I think it's the musicians when it comes to that. It's not like a headline where the headliner is. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I take mine off the board?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
I want to do a bullet with Butterfly Wings by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
It's one of my favorite songs. They don't say any of that anywhere in the song.
I feel like you can take off a lot.
And despite all my rage, I still feel like a rat in a cage.
All right. Let's go to Steve Feldman for ZOA. It would be like They call it ZOA, then they don't tell you about Zionist or America or anything else. They just prattle on about something. Why are you called ZOA? We're not telling you. It's not in the title. Who cares? Let's go to Steve Feldman, executive director. Steve, it's an outrage, right?
Well, I don't know about an outrage. It probably is to get people thinking. But in my private personal capacity, I wanted to offer up Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I don't know if Young was on board for that or not, but they mentioned Judy, but not her sweet blue eyes. So.
All right,
a lot
Steve.
Of words in the song.
Yeah, a lot. In your private capacity, that might be a winner, Steve. In your public capacity, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hey, Steve.
Thank you. Thank
have
you
a good
guys.
Weekend.
Be
thank
well.
You. Thanks for checking
in. What a guy. Just
hey, you know, the side question is so addictive, Dan, that when we're having our meetings after, or even the big brass that walks by contributes to the side question. You should put it up. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to side question.
He said the other day we were talking about perfect with the addition, and he brought up cheesesteak with the addition of cherry peppers.
Yes, not mayonnaise.
Yeah,
that's
not mayonnaise.
Been ruled on by the woman who worked in Pizza Powers in Kensington. She's the official food critic of the show until further notice. All right, let's go to Alan in Yardley, a female, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, good afternoon. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for taking the call. I just want one quick comment. I love the interview with Al Schmidt, but I was hoping that it would give me a little more confidence in the process, but it didn't. And I just want to share with you my experience at DMV. Did my license. Are you a registered voter? Yes, I am. Screen comes up. Are you a citizen? And I hit yes. And I asked the guy, I said, so how do you follow up? He goes, well, you know, it's a felony to lie. I said, well, how do you know I'm telling the truth? He goes, that's not my job.
Sounds like that's the first thing they swear you in. You swear the Constitution of the United States, enemies, domestic and foreign. That's not the first thing. You get to say, not my job. Do you swear to say that?
Yeah.
That's the first thing you have to do. Well, look, Alan, I am feeling very good, and I realize the skepticism out there, that we have, in my estimation, the best team in the country. In front of us, you can see it play out. The Secretary of Offense, that would be Scott Presler, registrating, and Linda Kearns, and a couple of others.
Yep.
And I was just told by a police source that one of the offices these clowns raided was the office of Joe DeFelice, who's running the Philadelphia operation. I can assure you, Joe DeFelice was not there. As far as I can tell, because we would have heard more about it, these climate people. I'm telling you, we got there. When it comes to the street action in Philadelphia on Election Day with Joe DeFelice and Kevin Kelly, watch for those names to pop up. The shenanigans are going to be very tough in Philadelphia to do this time. We got the players, is what I'm telling you.
And I appreciate your confidence in that. And I'm embracing that. I really am. Because I know you have, there are a lot of good people. I appreciate that you're pushing for the mail-in ballot, and it's the win mentality. We've got to win, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah. Alan. So what's your song?
Oh, my side question. It is iconic because it's gone through the generations. For what it's worth, Buffalo Springfield.
Ah, very good.
And it's so worth it today.
Yeah. It's, Trump is kind of the counter-revolution here rather than the other way around. Yeah, why do I think it was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with this? I'm not sure why.
Who thought it was Crosby, Stills, Nash?
Yeah, it's reminiscent of stuff that they would do.
Yeah.
It's like Four Dead in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah, it has that kind of feel to
me. I mean, Neil Young is Buffalo Springfield, so...
That's why.
And
then.
Stills
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So it's like half of them, kind of.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's an easy mistake to make.
855-839-1210. I defer to Henry and Dan on music, as you know. Now, if it's a movie battle or a sports battle, even Henry, I'm not deferring an inch. If it's basketball, you could bring in whoever they put on ESPN, and that's it. There's going to be a settlement here about basketball. Football, I'd give a little ground. I don't care as much. All right, so 855-839-1210. We're coming to you. Hit us on the side question, too. And the Al Schmidt interview, you'll find podcast and up on my Twitter at some point at Dom Show 1210. It was good stuff. Got some stuff clarified. But Linda Kearns coming on Monday to give us a little bit more on what's happening. And look, You can look at this, to Alan's point, in one of two ways. Democrats are going to do what Democrats are going to do. We know that. But we have the players this time around. Doesn't mean we're going to stop everything. But what it means is this is going to be an all-out battle here in Pennsylvania. And it's going to come down to the wire. And that's both thrilling and also a duty to win. That's what it's about. It's always about that, to win. 855-839-DAN.
Some comments on YouTube. Just want to correct myself. I said that a Buffalo Springfield is, and it's right. It's Stephen Stills more so, especially this song was written by Stephen Stills.
Who's that singing? Is that Neil Young? No?
I think it is.
I think it's Neil Young. That's what it sounds like to me. No? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. All right, let's talk about Captain Chuckies.
I'll figure it out.
All right, let's talk about Captain Chuckies for a moment. Captain Chuckies can handle your meal planning. The fan favorite at Captain Chuckies is that Smith Island crab cake. I check every week. I talk to Sharon over in Flavortown. I go, oh, yeah, that's the fan favorite. The mega colossal crab cake, though, that is the runner-up. Huge. And October is a time to get rid of all that other foods and think about soups. Think of the great soups they've had, wide variety. But they can help you with anything, desserts, sides, appetizers. I like the non-breaded, but they have the breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, literally a crab cake for everybody. The highest quality ingredients, and their Gulf shrimp is always a huge hit. Now, that's wild-caught, never farm-raised. But you know my favorite. That delicious dom roll. It's quite an addition. You'll buy it every week if you try it once. Here's where you find all those Captain Chuckies out there. I forget how many now, but boy, there's a load of them because people love them. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. They'll give you the nearest, the hours, and everything else. And don't forget, Captain Chuckies is at the shore. Visit Captain Chuckies at the shore. All right, it is Dom time, coming to your calls. By the way, thanks to Mike C. in South Philly, who sent me just a montage of beautiful photos of all the Trump stuff that's up there. I don't have time today to break them down, but it's throughout St. Monica's and St. Richard's. So that is Trump country. Not quite the far end of South Philly, but approaching it, where it seems to be, and each vote that's eked out there matters when it comes to the state. The other thing is, the coach got wound up again. That's Walls. And I made the point, the ladies in The View are the one that really set Kamala Harris back this week. She made the closing argument for Trump. Yeah, I can't think of a single thing I'd be doing differently than Joe Biden. It wasn't Bill Whitaker and the highfalutin, although she failed that too. By the way, Dan, you'll love this. Howard Stern has been caught disabling the dislike button for the interview. You can't say that you dislike the interview. I mean, come on. This guy who made his living out of stuff, you can't do that if you're in his position. I don't know if he can do it now, if he's taking it down because that was on Twitter or not. But Mike C., we'll get to that on Monday. We will be here on Monday celebrating Columbus Day. But here's a cut. This is cut six. Michael Strahan, who, by the way, should not have the sack record. Thank you, Brett Favre, for another fraud that you committed there. He gets the interview with Walls because of the football connection, and he asked him about the Electoral College. Here's how it sounded.
I want to go back to something you said on Tuesday. You said, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go. But the campaign came out later that night, and they said that's not their stance. Yeah.
Well, it's not the campaign's position. And the point I'm trying to make is that there's folks that feel every vote must count in every state. Mm-hmm. And I think some of folks feel that's not the case. Our campaign does that. And the point I'm saying is I'm in five states in 2 days. We're out there making the case that the campaign's position is clear, that that's not their position. Their position and my position is to make sure that everybody understands their vote, no matter what state they're in, matters.
So that's something that you and Vice President Harris disagree on?
I have spoken about it in the past, that she's been very clear on this, and the campaign and my position is the campaign's position.
Yeah, you do. Does it not follow that this clown would not get the sheer genius? Boy, I'd love to debate somebody somewhere, a whole bunch of somebodies, on why the Electoral College is such a sacred thing and what it does. I mean, it's obvious in some ways, but every time that it comes up with these, why can't we have the popular vote? That doesn't seem to be fair. No, buddy, for the foreseeable future, you're not going to overwhelm us in a few population centers dominating and looking down on the rest of the country. Now, why he had to say that, she doesn't want the Electoral College either, but they're afraid because of the swing states. The thing I'd like to see, I'd like to be back in the day where campaigns were campaigning sometimes even in all 50 states. I mean, up until fairly recently, they were campaigning in at least 25 or 30 states. You know, I'd like to see 7, 8, or 10 more brought into play. But until that happens, they know he made another faux pas here with the Electoral College. All right, let's see. Let's go to 855-839-1210. Let's go to John in Belmore. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good, John.
My question, there's a story, it's called Opus 17, and I can sing it for you if you don't know the song. But once you hear it, you'll remember it.
Opus 17 by the Four Seasons, okay?
Yes.
Sing it.
All right. Sing a little bit of it, John.
Oh, I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart and sympathy. If there's another man, then on it's his hand, and don't you worry about me. Do you remember that?
I do not, Dan. Any memory of that?
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding.
I know this one. I know when I hear the actual singing of it there.
All right.
John, good try, though.
Thank you, John. Good try. We appreciate
good answer.
Effort.
Good answer. I like
good
it
answer.
A lot.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that is definitely. 855-839-1210, Robert in Bent Salem. All right, Robert, a lot is built up today. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again today. I just wanted to point out that basically democracy is three wolves and one sheep voting on what to have for dinner. And I also think that it's amusing that what's going to sink Kamala was the one time she told the truth. When they asked her that on The View, and she said, nothing comes to mind. Now, I'm not sure if she was saying that in response to the question or just making a general statement about herself. But I really think that when that ties everything to Biden for these people, and it was his policies that led to this, not his dementia.
And Robert, that is a great point, and that's why Trump's got to make that case. He sort of is making it again and again and again. And that's why we cover The View. You know, I've seen if you get someone relaxed like she was in that situation, it's a pretty simple question, but she was trying to phrase it in a way that wouldn't capture her, but she realized she didn't know which way to go with it. That's the closing argument. It's Biden in a pantsuit.
Well, you have a lot of amazing female callers, and you need to balance that out by having the ignorant harpies from The View chime in every now and then. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Balance is good.
Yeah.
My answer to the side question is going to be kind of a tribute to Jesse the Blazer, okay? The name of the song is by Bob Dylan. It's called Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. And the refrain to it, it talks about people getting stoned and that life is always throwing stones at you. And the refrain is, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. And on that note, you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Boy, talk about wrapped in a call. I don't think I just see the Blazer, too.
You think Robert imbibes?
Yes, I put him in that camp. How about Joe of Exton?
I think he imbibes.
No, I don't think so. I think this is all natural.
Well, he's in Pennsylvania. So is Robert, though.
Yeah.
Unless they're medical. You know,
I think Joe of Exton, it just pours out of him. I've never seen anything like it. I'd like to hear an hour of Joe of Exton just going off on...
Have him fill in for you one day?
Yeah. He hasn't called in today, though.
He hasn't.
Don't know what to... No. No Joe of Exton yet. Joe, get on the bat line. All right. It is the lightning round next. We'll take your calls and get a winner today on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Hey, that is right. Dom's Lightning Round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. You got the side question? Let's go to the callers. Let's go to Bill in Monco. All right, Bill, what's your song today?
Well, I'm probably taking this way too seriously, but Handel's Messiah, you know, the Hallelujah Chorus, Messiah is never mentioned in it.
No, that's exactly what we want. That's a good opportunity, without a doubt. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, never directly mentioned.
You would think it would be mentioned.
Kingdom of this world is mentioned, Kingdom of our Lord.
Why would they not mention a Messiah? My God. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what do you have today?
Well, as caller of the year, I assure you that my favorite cheesesteak is the cheesesteak hoagie with lettuce, tomato, raw onions, and mayonnaise.
Yeah, buddy.
That's not going to help with the judges this time, buddy. It's going to be a tough race, Earl. It's going to be your toughest to repeat as caller of the year. Unprecedented.
I understand. It's either that or the bacon mushroom cheesesteak.
Okay.
But my song today is going to be Teenage Wasteland. And you say, well, that's mentioned in the song.
Yes.
Well, I mention that because nobody knows that the real name of the song is Baba O'Reilly. The majority of people don't know that the name of the song is Baba O'Reilly.
All right, our team of experts. Henry, do you concur?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's,
okay.
it's in a Freaks and Geeks episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
No mention of Teenage Wasteland or Bob O'Reilly. Yeah, but everyone thinks it's Teenage Wasteland. Great answer.
That's a tricky answer.
Right, what
without
we're looking
doubt.
For today, too.
Yeah.
Perfect, Earl.
Brian in Center City. Brian, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. Have Over the Hill and Far Away by Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
I like that
okay.
one too. Yeah,
that's a good one.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, very
been
good.
Said on YouTube a couple of times.
Bill, I'll take one more. Then I know we got to come up with the winner of the week here. Bill in Bucks. All right, Bill. Afternoon. You got in the wire. What's yours?
Okay, Major. Can you hear me, Major Dom?
Yes, I can, Major Bill.
Can you hear me, Major Dom?
Yeah.
David Bowie, Space Oddity.
Yeah, that's true. Not mentioned in it that I know of, right?
Yeah, no, it's not.
No.
I'm looking here through the lyrics. Not at all.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, today I
all right, Henry,
well.
I think this was your contribution, so who do you like today?
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't take it off the board, but the inspiration for this question was the song For What It's Worth, so I think Alan and Yardley's a contender, and then I did like Bill's call there, so I think I have to put Space Oddity in there as well.
All right. Dan?
I'm going to give some credit. Well, first of all, I do like For What It's Worth because that was the basis of the question. But I like John and Belmar for singing Opus 17 by Frankie Valli, and extra credit as well to Robert and Mensalem for some Bob Dylan words.
Which one do you come down with, though? This is tough.
I always like encouraging listeners to go the extra mile and sing for us. So I'm going to go personally with either John or Robert. And I think I liked John's a little bit better than Robert's today.
All right, I can go with that, too. We do encourage that. That's part of the entertainment. Let's go with John. Put him into the hat for a big winner this week.
Yeah, Dom. So I'm going to keep the David Bowie going as I pull this up. And Monday, we asked for a minor inconvenience, and Drew in Upper Darby took the day, taking a seat on public transport there. Tuesday, things that go together like peanut butter and jelly. Earl and Tacony, kind of playing off what you just heard from Robert Menzel on The Grateful Dead and Drugs. Wednesday, something America will never go for. Bill and Bucks won the day with We're Never Going to Embrace Celsius over Fahrenheit as a Nation. And Thursday, an improvement on Something Perfect. Tom and Marlton, White Corn over Yellow Corn.
That was a good one.
You just heard John and Belmar goes into the hat there for today's answer of Opus 17 by Frankie Valli. So, Dom, let's throw them all into the hat now. Take a drum roll here. Can't remember the last time this happened. Number 5, Friday's winner, John and Belmar takes the cake. Congratulations, John.
All right, enjoy.
Letters to Trump.
Letters to Trump, the book Letters to Trump, which is both serious, you know, makes the point. Trump was great until he ran for office with these people. Very funny, too. So enjoy that. All right, a great week. If you missed it, the Al Schmidt interview will be up on podcast, also on my Twitter. We're here on Monday, and a great Columbus Day parade coming up. Jody Del Barber and everybody else down in South Philly, and again, let people alone. Have the Indigenous People Day some other day. Knock your socks off. Have a week of Indigenous people. Just let Italians celebrate Columbus and a beautiful statue down there. You can follow me on Twitter until Monday. at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. Already some great people lined up. We don't think Trump is doing a town hall in Philadelphia on Monday, is the consensus. But we'll keep our eye out for that. He is doing one in Georgia next week, of all women. Oh, that's going to be interesting. But he's got Harris Faulkner to moderate that. So I think that will go in the right direction. Have a great weekend. Rich Cioli will take you home now for 4 big hours. All that on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.